أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا. Sadaqallahul Azim. These are the first three ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. In our discussion yesterday, we spoke about the virtues of Surah Kahf and put it into a nutshell. Surah Kahf, recitation will protect a person from the fitnas of Dajjal. And if there's any other fitna, that also Allah Ta'ala will protect. Learning the first 10 verses of the surah and the last 10 verses of the surah will become a means of nur and also protection. Imam Bayhaqi rahimahumullah has stated that the nur that is being discussed here will also be a nur on the day of Qiyamah. Some ulama have stated that the recitation of these verses and the surah will also become a nur for a person in his qabr. The circumstances or the reason of the revelation of the surah, it is a Makki surah by and large. There are some verses, some ayat, which were revealed after the hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But by and large, most of the surah is Makki. In other words, revealed before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Quraysh had seen that this mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the effort of Iman, the work of Dawat was progressing, people were accepting Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the number of Muslims were now increasing. So they made a mashwara amongst themselves that something needs to be done, and somebody had then given this opinion that the Yahud of Medina are people of the book, or they claim to be people of the book. Let's send somebody or a delegation to the people of Medina, to the ulama there, the scholars there, and find out what's the way to test the truth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two people were appointed, and these two were very deadly enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nadr bin Harith and Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. Both of them were absolutely deadly enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go to Medina Munawwara, they speak to the scholars of Medina, the Jews, and then they come back to Makkah Mukarrama and they put this plan into place. They explain to the Quraysh that there are three questions that we need to ask him. Out of the three, two he would answer satisfactorily, he will answer in full. And one, if he does not give much detail and he leaves it to Allah, then he is the true prophet and the true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked the three questions. One is about Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave. The second question was about Dhul Qarnain. And the third question was about the Ruh, the soul. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded that I will respond to you, I will answer you. That is obviously after Allah Ta'ala reveals to me, then I will give you the answer tomorrow. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not say inshaAllah. So the tomorrow came and many days passed, up to 15 days it comes in the narration, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam neither received any wahi regarding the questions, nor did Jibreel alayhi salam come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after 15 days, he receives the revelation, it is in the form of the surah, Surah Al-Kahf, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responded regarding Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave. The second response was about Dhul-Qarnayn also in the surah. Allah Ta'ala described and Allah explained about his journeys, his travels. And then the third question about the ruh we discussed in the previous surah, Surah Bani Israel, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. It is the amr, it is the command of my Rabb, and you have not been given much detail with regards, or much knowledge with regards to it. So exactly how they required the answers, that is exactly how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the answers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the Quraysh still remained adamant and they did not accept Iman. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins the surah, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. We discussed yesterday that there are five surahs of the Quran that begin with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence here also Allah Ta'ala says, all praise be to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, that being who revealed upon his abd, upon his slave, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kitab, the kitab, referring to the Quran Sharif, walam yaj'al lahu iwaja, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not place in this Quran iwaj. Iwaj actually refers to crookedness in its literal meaning. So what is crookedness? It means that Allah Ta'ala did not place any deviation in this Quran. Allah Ta'ala did not place any deficiency in this Quran. Allah Ta'ala did not place any form of imperfection in this Quran. Qayyima. Now this Qayyima, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that Allah revealed this Quran as a Qayyim. What is Qayyim? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this Quran. Some ulama have stated, number one, it is mustaqim. Like how we have Siratul Mustaqim, like that this Quran is mustaqim. In other words, it is free of any laxities, it is free of any excessive exaggerations. In other words, it is absolutely just, it is absolutely perfect, it is absolutely moderate. The second meaning of Qayyima means that this Quran fulfills the haqq of the previous revelations by the fact that it alludes to the truthfulness of all the previous revelations. And the third aspect of Qayyima is that this Quran takes care of the one that recites it, and it takes care of the welfare, the dunya and the akhirah of anyone that follows the Quran Sharif. لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا. Why did Allah Ta'ala reveal it? Number one is to warn about a severe punishment. مِنْ لَدُنْهُ, from Allah Ta'ala. وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Secondly, the Quran is here to give glad tidings to the believers. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who practice righteously. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا, that for them is an excellent recompense, an excellent reward from Allah. مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا, and they will remain in it forever. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallah.